This election is supposedly all about the economy, stupid, but the candidates have also talked about Iran, specifically the standoff between Israel and Iran over Iran's nuclear program.
A nuclear Iran is a threat to our national security, and it's a threat to Israel's national security.
There's no question but that a nuclear Iran, a nuclear-capable Iran, is unacceptable to America. It presents a threat not only to our friends, but ultimately a threat to us.
This ticking clock tension makes it an especially interesting time for one big Israeli pop star, a Jewish singer born in Iran. She's touring the U.S. right now. Her name is Rita Johann Feruz, but her fans know her just as Rita. Avishai Artsy caught up with her in Los Angeles.
There's no doubt about it. Rita is Israel's biggest selling pop star. For years, she's been packing venues in Israel and overseas. But her new album has gotten a different kind of attention. Rita was born in Iran. Her family moved to Israel in 1970 when she was 8. The new album is called My Joys, and Rita sings most of the songs in Farsi. But she insists she has no political agenda.
Not at all. Oh my God. I'm so dumb in politics. I'm so ignorant in politics. I don't know anything about politics, and I wouldn't millions of dollars and diamonds, I wouldn't touch such a thing. I think the thing that I relate to is between people, between the hearts of people, the energy of people, what is really true and the only thing that really matters.
The album is a mix of traditional Persian songs infused with electronic music. There's Central Asian flutes and strings and Balkan brass. But to some, the mere fact that Rita is an Israeli singing in Farsi makes this album political.
So it's a political act for Rita to be singing in her native tongue. After all, Persian or Farsi is her native tongue, her first language.
Jordan El Grabli heads the Levantine Cultural Center in Los Angeles. It's a group dedicated to bridging cultural divides in the Middle East.
In fact, it's a political act if you're an Israeli Jew and you choose to speak Arabic in public, because the Arab culture is perceived as the enemy culture. And now Iran is the enemy.
For UCLA musicologist Oded Erez, Rita's new album reflects a recent shift in Israeli culture. For a nation of immigrants, the Hebrew language had long been the glue that held Israelis together.
The aim of the cultural project of Zionism was to create a monoculture, an homogeneous culture based on Hebrew and on Hebrew creation and art.
But over the years, Israeli artists started singing in other languages. Era says now that a huge pop star like Rita is doing it, it proves just how safe it's become to not sing in Hebrew.
Since then, Israel became a kind of a multicultural society, a society where this monoculture is contested by various groups, ethnic groups, linguistic groups, political disputes between different groups inside Israel, and it became much more of a plural culture. In this sense, Hebrewism is heavily challenged, or we can even say collapsed.
The Farsi album was kind of an accident. Rita was practicing with a Moroccan rock band when the music touched her in a way she hadn't expected.
I suddenly started to feel something strange in my guts. I stopped recording in the middle. The record that I was recording, I feel something strange and funny and I don't know what it is.
So she switched gears.
Slowly I went back to my records that my mother brought from Iran. And we lived all our family lives on those songs. And I felt that this is the thing that I really need to do for myself first.
It's illegal in Iran to import an Israeli CD, but Rita's new songs were posted on the internet and played on Farsi satellite channels. She started getting a lot of fan mail from Iran. And those letters are nothing like the messages coming from Ahmadinejad's government.
If I wouldn't be in contact with people from Iran, maybe I would think, like all of the other people, that this is the voice of the Iranian people. But it's so not. It's only the regime, the group of people who are ruling with power. The people in Iran are so not like this. They write me that they love Israel and they want everything to be normal, that they suffer there.
And here in Los Angeles, both Jewish and Muslim Iranians are excited to discover Rita too.
Oh, this is the biggest Persian bookstore outside Iran. It's on Westwood, where all the Persians are.
Atena Sarmast is a college student who works part-time at Kitab Books on Westwood Boulevard. Her family's Muslim, and they left Tehran when she was 15. She heard about Rita from customers asking about the new CD and buying tickets to her concert.
And so I went on YouTube and searched for her videos, and I saw her music. It was very nice. She's mixing the Eastern style with some Western style, which is very nice, and a lot of young generation likes that.
Rita says she'd like to go back to Iran to see her hometown, to meet her fans there. But as an Israeli citizen, she's not allowed to return.
I have a dream that someday I would go there to Iran, and maybe, you know, some magic will happen and I will have a concert there too. And you will come too, right? To see that concert. Yeah.
Jordan El Grabli from the Levantine Center says that, like most Israeli pop artists, Rita is very cautious about her message.
They talk about peace, but it's very general terms. Yeah, they don't give it any teeth. And yeah, Rita's not going to criticize Shimon Peres or the nuclear project, or, you know, she's not going to name any names or talk about anything specific. She's just a singer, just trying to make people feel good, which has its purpose, right?
For now, Rita wants her popularity at home and abroad to help promote her message of peace. But it might be that her fans are just there to dance. For Studio 360, I'm Avishai Artsy.
Rita's North American tour continues this weekend in San Francisco, and at studio360.org, you can find out where else and when she's performing.